Is it a fair price to get through the tunnels? I think that's what we can boil this down to, since we hear today that the toll will be frozen at £1.70. A reduction, however, for those who use the fast tag system. The cost of that will be cut by £2 a week. And the differential, if you have been paying in cash at the tolls and you go to the fast tag, you'll save a fiver a week, which isn't to be sniffed at. Or is it? Let's find out from John McGoldrick, Secretary of the Mersey Tunnels Users Association. Hello, John. You must be welcoming this with open arms.
That's a good laugh, Simon. Well, obviously, compared with the possible alternative of yet another increase, it's good news.
Mm-hmm. And I sense a book coming.
And for those few drivers, and it is the minority who've got a fast tag, obviously, they'll be paying a bit less. But the announcement, which of course isn't yet a decision, because they won't actually decide this till a week on Friday, is nothing like what was promised 12 months ago. I was on your programme then after Joe Anderson had said that he was going to put a stop to the tolls being used as a cash cow, and with the profits from the tunnels being used to finance other activities.
Yeah. What would satisfy you now then, John?
Well, obviously, our main aim is no tolls at all. But as an interim, we would like to see a stop to the profit-taking. I think the people that you had on earlier, sort of speaking officially, like Phil Davis from Willard Council, presumably spouting what he's been given, as usual, are misleading people into thinking that, you know, they're reducing significantly the profits that they're making. They're not.
Well, it's from 10 million to 6.5 million.
No, that's not correct, Simon. That's not correct at all.
Well, why do you say that?
I've got the real figures, and the real figures, and within the last 10 minutes or so, I've actually seen the report that's going to be seen by the council. The real figures are that in the last year, they were expected to make a profit of £16 million. This year, even after these wonderful new concessions, they'll still be making a profit of nearly £13 million.
Okay, whatever it is, and Phil Davis isn't here to argue the veracity of those figures that you've just talked about, but that surplus is disseminated across the transport network, isn't it? It helps bus users, it helps the bus network, and it's paid for maintenance as well. I mean, we need a safe tunnel. You know, imagine the outcry if there was a problem and it was down to a maintenance fault.
Right. Well, I don't know where to begin to answer that. For a start, of course, the surplus isn't used for the maintenance of the tunnels. The surplus is the money that's taken away from the tunnels. So, by definition, it's not used on the tunnels. If it was used on the tunnels, then it wouldn't be a surplus. The surplus is spent elsewhere on Mersey Travel. It could be spent on anything.
So what about bus users or the train users?
Right.
It might benefit those. Isn't that all to the good?
Train users may benefit. Who knows? Most of the train subsidy, of course, comes from the government. Mm. Most bus services are not operated. The companies like Arriva, for 95% of the services have to rely on the fares coming in. So
it
makes hardly any difference. It's more likely that the money is either wasted on things like the new HQ, the Beatles Museum, the £40 million they spent on the tram scheme before it was abandoned, or it's just been salted away. I heard you being told earlier that, you know, all this money is spent. Well, Mersey Travel, or the city region as it now is, has got so many pockets with money hidden in them that there's no real way of knowing whether it's spent or not.
But
it's
isn't really on their...
they are spending it.
But on their... you've talked about figures. Hang on.
The people who use the tunnels.
But they are accountable. You know, presumably their figures are publicly available, are they not?
Well that's an interesting point, Simon, because we complained a year or so back that they weren't publishing any figures for the accounts of the tunnels. They used to, and then they stopped doing it because they didn't want to know. The information that was handed out with the council tax leaflets, when you used to get a little slip of paper, which they've now stopped completely, was completely misleading. They didn't reveal that they were making a profit or a surplus on the tunnels. So most people just haven't got a clue. They'll hear us saying one thing, and then they'll hear the politicians or Mersey Travel saying the opposite. And they don't know who to believe, and I don't blame them.
Yes, it's you know, we hear you say figures, they say figures, and one is left in the middle, scratching one's head. But John, we'll have to leave it there for now. Thank you for your time on the programme today. We'll let listeners judge, I guess, which of those figures they want to go with. But let me know if you think, like John, that actually we should be aiming towards a zero charge here. Do you buy the argument that money is needed for maintenance as just one of the spends that it goes on? Do you think that's a true reflection of where that money goes? Or you might be a motorist, actually, who thinks, you know, all this talk about it being spread across the transport network, well, that's not my problem. I'm a motorist. I don't use the trains. I shouldn't actually have to subsidise the trains at all. Let me know your thoughts. 0151 709 9333 on the texting, if you want to do it that way. If you're busy putting a pan of spuds on, fire a text off 81333. Start with the word Mersey. Drive.